Aaron Burmeister. You're currently in Kel-Tag getting ready to leave here in a little bit. And despite a major injury to your knee and trying to deal with the pain of that, along with taking care of your dogs, you seem to be doing really, really well in this race.
Yeah, this is really the first place I've gotten to, and I've taken a look at the stats everywhere else. I've been getting in, taking care of the dogs and taking care of my leg and putting ice on it, and haven't had much time to sleep or anything else because I've been so slow at my routine, and it takes a while to get everything taken care of. So coming into Kel-Tag here, I realized that we're sitting in pretty good shape. We're in third place into Kel-Tag, and just hoping we can maintain it. We got a few dogs that are a little bit sore from the hard trail on the river and the rough trails we've been across, so I'm taking it easy on them and not certainly setting any speed records, but they're traveling steady. Mm-hmm. And we're just hoping we can maintain where we're at or move up even a little if possible. But taking care of this crew and getting myself to know them this year, reaching them at the finish line is going to be the best satisfaction in the world. And I'm actually resting here in Kel-Tag a little longer than usual, just because I have a feeling the coast is going to be a really rough trail. And I think any rest I could put in the bank right now is going to help me down the trail.
Now, you took your 8-hour layover in Galena, made it over here overnight. Made your way here overnight, heading over to Unalakleet. I imagine you'll do that in one run to Unalakleet, take a break there and make your way up the coast.
That's tentatively the plan right now. We'll see what the weather's like and how the dogs are looking on the way across. I may, if I do give them a break, it may stop short at Old Woman, but the plan is to go across to Unalakleet and visit with everybody and take a break there.
So how have you managed your leg, and what's it like now? You know, I chatted with you in Cripple when you were taking your long break, your 24-hour layover, and you know, now you've been working with your leg for hundreds of miles and have kind of figured out how to manage that along with taking care of your team. How have you done that?
I've learned how to drive the dog sled all over again. I mean, that's one thing is I've learned how to maneuver and manage and do everything with my upper body and my right leg. I can put direct straight up and down weight on my left leg, but I can't lean side to side. I can't side hill. I can't angle. And I got to keep it pretty much the pressure off it all the time. Otherwise, it just shoots rocket pain right through my body. And so I'm compensating different ways and just finding something that made it work. But it took several hundred miles to kind of come up with a system. When I'm walking around the checkpoints, I can kind of do it without too much of a gimp now, just because I've learned to keep that leg directly straight and walk a little bit differently. And the knee brace is certainly helping, and the painkillers are helping quite a bit too.
So are you concerned at all about long-term damage, knowing that, you know, you hurt this a while back, you know, a few number of days ago, continuing on this extreme, you know, sled dog competition heading through the middle of Alaska? I mean, it's pretty extreme what you guys are doing. And do you think about maybe some long-term damage you might be doing to your knee continuing on?
The doctors told me right up front, and I had another opinion further down the trail with another doctor, that the damage is done. The only way to fix it is surgery. Whether I do that surgery this week or 3 weeks from now, it's not going to make any difference. I mean, the tendons and ligaments that ripped and tore, it's already done. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to hurt it that much worse. You got to go in there and do surgery. If something else needs to be fixed, do it all. But it sounds like it's still, of course, I haven't been off of it, so it's swollen like mad. I don't even like looking at it. It makes me want to puke, but but it's we're gonna get there.
And yeah, and the brace is working.
And the brace is working. It stabilizes it, so it just doesn't give out one side or the other.
Yeah. So your team, people keep commenting on how fast your team and how great your team looks at this point. Talk about your dogs. You must be pretty proud of them.
I am. I'm really proud of this dog team, and that's one of the things that keeps me going. Is they're doing their thing, and they're traveling, and they're having fun doing it, and they're barking, they're eating and drinking, and I couldn't ask for more. I mean, they really keep my spirits up because they're feeling good. I've got a few little sore ones right now. I'm trying to baby along, hoping to get them to Unalakleet, and if they can make this next run. I wish there was a shorter checkpoint between here and there, but I'm evaluating a couple of them right now, whether I take them or not. Just they've been taking abuse on this trail as well, so all in all, they're doing really well.
Thanks, Aaron. Mm-hmm. Aaron Burmeister in Kel-Tag. and reporting in Caltag on this beautiful morning. I'm Lorelei Kinnean.